Texte numéro 16. British climbers relive ordeal of last great climb in Himalayas. While Great Britain was excelling at the London Olympics, Sandy Allen, 57, and Rick Allen, 59, were suffering exhaustion, hunger and frostbite in conquering a ridge on Nanga Parbat. Sandy Allen and his climbing partner Rick Allen were at their last camp below the summit of Nanga Parbat, the world's ninth highest mountain, when they gathered together the food they had left. After 14 days on the vast unclimbed Mizeno Ridge, the longest in the Himalayas, it amounted to a packet of McVitie's digestive biscuits. A lighter they had taken with them had stopped working, its flint worn through. The only spare, they realised, was in the pocket of another member of the team, who, exhausted and demoralised, had already decided to descend. The consequence was that they could not light their stove to boil snow for water, essential on the world's highest mountains, where the consequence of dehydration is the risk of frostbite and pulmonary and cerebral edema. They hoped, however, that they could reach the summit and descend the imposing Diamir face in a day and a half. They were counting on fixed ropes left by other expeditions. In reality, it took them 3 full days to get down from the summit without any food or water, a lengthy struggle through deep snow at the limits of survival. Even with the most optimistic assumptions, planning for 8 days' food and fuel, they thought they could stretch to 10, the climb took 18 days with 7 different camp and bivouac sites, some of them no more than snow holes. We didn't think it would take 18 days. The other 4 team members would become exhausted and discouraged by the scale of the ridge, electing to descend before the final ascent. In the midst of the Olympics, the achievement of the 2 men in climbing the ridge, dubbed the last great problem of the Himalayas, passed almost unnoticed. In the months that followed, it has become recognised as the most impressive British ascent on an 8,000-metre peak in a generation. Now that their story can be told in full for the first time, it is even more remarkable, not least because of their ages. Allen was 57 and Rick Allen, 59, when they made their climb. First explored by British mountaineer Albert Mummery, who died on the mountain in 1895, Nanga Parbat became the focus of German and Austrian climbers between the First and Second World Wars and after 1945. It was finally conquered by Hermann Bull in 1953. "It has always inspired me," said Allen. Among those who praised the ascent was climber Doug Scott, who described it as an incredible achievement. Adapted from The Observer, November 2012.